Up all night. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I have to say the Senate filibuster gave those overnight infomercials some badly needed competition. But alas, I haven't heard any new arguments about Iraq, which is not surprising because the debate really wasn't about Iraq. This was about whether to actually take a binding vote to find out which argument on Iraq wins. The minority of senators who want to keep the troop surge going didn't want to vote on that because that vote would have shown that a majority of the Senate favors a plan to gradually move most U.S. forces out of Iraq's civil war and focus them instead on al-Qaeda. Most Republicans apparently feel that would actually empower al-Qaeda, while most Democrats say no, it won't, and they argue further that it's what the American people voted for in 2006. That's what this was about, whether on issues of war and peace the majority rules. Answer for now, it does not. But that could change. Some of the Republicans still sticking with the president appear ready to jump in September and vote for a change, but even if a bill were to pass, President Bush would veto it because, as he made clear to the conservative columnists invited to the Oval Office this week, he intends to be the last hawk standing. Whatever the polls say, the surge will continue. There will be no deadlines. And so there we are. For the next 18 months, America has her Napoleon. Not that Congress would actually make him emperor, probably unconstitutional, but since the only real power Congress has is to cut off the money, and since they don't seem inclined to do it, the only checks and balances are on the battlefield. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.